News from the Cave for January 22nd, 2006. Let's get it started with some Soul Seeker and Stomping Ground off the PodSafe Music Network. Everybody to the new Views from the Cave. And wouldn't you know it, after last week's show, several things pissed me off. Two things to be exact. The first happened on Sunday night about 12:30, you know, several hours after I had uploaded the podcast. It's the first time I've been able to fall asleep before 4 a.m. and I get a phone call. Now, usually, you know, phone calls don't usually piss me off. You know, I like getting phone calls. Phone calls are fun. But when it's pertaining to my business and they want to talk to me about it, and I've just fallen asleep and it's 12:30 a.m. on a Sunday, and they're calling to set up an appointment for later in the week. Now, some of you know that I run my own business. I run my own pest control business out of my house. And my home number is my business number, and that's how I get the phone calls. I also have call forwarding, so I can get it to my cell phone whenever I'm not in my house. Yeah, I had just fallen asleep, too, and I get a phone call at 12:30. Pissed me off. Of course, I couldn't be too mad at the people because I need all the business I can get, but when you call someone at 12:30 in the morning, you know, don't expect me to be all nice and happy and ready to take down your phone number so I can come over to your house and kill all your bugs. So I politely said, "Excuse me, do you know what time it is?" And they go, "Yes, it's 12:30. I was like, "Well, I'm closed. Can you please call back in the morning?" And of course they did, and they apologized for calling at 12:30, but they were night owls, and they figured everybody else was. Well, you know what, everybody else? We're not all night owls. Some of us like to sleep, especially at 12:30 on a Sunday morning. Oh. So, tonight's music is some pretty, you know, heavy stuff. And we're going to play another track. It's called... what am I going to play next? I got a couple things here. I'll play The Things, Demon Stone, from the PodSafe Music Network. Here we go. Stuff. It's got kind of a rockabilly, you know, good stuff going on. Some good guitar riffs, just flat out just rocking on. I love it. You know, it took me a while to find some good stuff on the PodSafe Music Network, but there is some pretty good stuff out there. And, you know, it's all free for podcasters to use. You know, you just got to attribute back to them. And I was listening to the Adam Curry Daily Source Code, and apparently they're going to start selling their tracks, which is pretty cool. Free and clear, DRM free. MP3 file for about 99 cents, I think is what he was doing. You know, it's worldwide. It takes any kind of credit card, U.S., France, Canada, you know, Germany, all the credit cards. You know, 99 cents, free and clear MP3. That's pretty cool. I said in the beginning, you know, several things pissed me off. Well, the second thing that happened to me happened, what is today? Sunday morning, about 12:30. No phone call yet. Happened Friday night. I am also a bartender, and when I say bartender, that means I pour wine and open beer. My dad owns a beer joint in town, and what we do, you know, I open beer. Because we don't have a full liquor license because it's too expensive. We just sell beer and have, you know, musicians come in and play. And last night we had a musician come in that's been playing with us his whole career. He started out just, you know, singing cover songs, and he's recorded 3 CDs. His name's Todd Fritch. I forgot to ask him if I can play some of his music. He's a country singer. But recently he's been doing radio tours all over Texas and Louisiana. And last check, he was, you know, pretty high on a couple of the Houston country stations. And he is number one in Germany. And that was pretty cool. You know, but they like David Hasselhoff, so, you know, take it as you will. But he's a pretty good country singer. He's a really good songwriter. And he puts on a pretty good show when he has his band and when they don't play the fucking rap music. I hate rap music. But Friday night, it's a private party for Todd's brother, Bubba. Yes, insert joke here. But it was his birthday, and our bar is not like a typical bar, you know, where it's just, you know, dark and dank and full of cigarette smoke. And it's just old guys there. You think of it as like a family place. You know, if parents have kids, you know, the kids usually show up with them and, you know, sit around at the table and talk and whatever. Well, these parents had 2-year-olds and 3- and 4-year-olds, and they, you know, running up and back and up and back down the bar. Not on the bar, but on the floor. From the door to the back, to the door to the back, to the door to the back. And just kept doing it and doing it for 2 hours straight. Just up and back and up and back. And this is a long bar. We have a pretty long bar in the bar. Does that make sense? A bar in the bar? It's, you know, it's pretty long. You know, it's old. And it's an all-wood floor. It's up on piers. So, you know, when they're running, it makes a really loud noise, which is probably the reason why they were doing it. They wanted to make as much noise as possible. You know, and as soon as the kid was done with that, he went and he stood in front of the bar. You know, he wasn't tall enough to see him, but you could hear him. And the whole time he was there, he just kept yelling, "Mommy, Mommy," just over and over and over again. And the mom was nowhere in the bar. She was out back, you know, enjoying the food and the free keg that was back there. And the kid just sat there and yelled for 30 minutes. Finally, the mom came back in, and, you know, the kid went up to her and just started demanding a Coke. He wanted a Coke. He wanted a Coke. "I want a Coke, Mommy. Mommy, give me a Coke." And the mom, you know, caved because, you know, she's one of those moms that likes to spoil her kids. So she went and, you know, she ordered a Coke. And I asked her a regular Coke, and she said yes. So I brought her a regular Coke. She goes, "Oh no, I want a Diet Coke." "Okay, so not a regular Coke." So I went and gave her the Diet Coke. And she gave me $1, and the kid, you know, started drinking it, set it down on the bar, and ran off. And the Coke sat there, you know, for the rest of the night. Well, not the rest of the night, you know, it would have sat there, but, you know, we poured it out. And the kid comes back, and you can get behind our bar pretty easily. You know, I should take a picture of it one time and, you know, post it up in my Flickr gallery. Which, I do have a Flickr gallery, but I'll get into that later at the end. But you can get into it, and one of our coolers is like one you would see in a convenience store, which has got the Cokes and the water and several of the beers in there that don't fit, you know, in the cooler that we have behind the bar. But he goes there, and he proceeds to try to open the door. And this door is heavy, and it, you know, doesn't stay on its tracks very well. So went up to him and was like, "Can I help you?" And he was like, "I want a water." I was like, "Well, you have to ask your mom." And he was like, "I want a water, though, please." I was like, no, you can't have water. You have to ask your mom so you can give me money. But I want a water. And he was like, just go find your mom. And he gave me a snuff and a huff, and he walked off. But, you know, parents have to, why can't they discipline their kids? I was beat as a little kid. I swear, if I was just to stand in front of the bar and just go, mommy, mommy, I'd be beat. You know, that's crap. You know, the crap that kids are allowed to get away with today. You know, if you beat them, you know, that's child abuse. You know, you can't do that. Bullshit. You know, beat your kids. Smack them. We had several beating paddles. You know, if we were, you know, just bad, we got a spoon. We got a long wooden spoon, and they hit us with it. But if we were really bad, we got a half-inch thick paint stern stick. I didn't know they made these things. Half-inch thick paint stern stick. You know, I'm just used to little small ones, you know, that fit in a can. Well, obviously, this one was used to stir a 5-gallon bucket. And they broke it on us, you know, just smack and smack and smack. You know, parents need to do that now. You know, that's just, you know, whatever. So I'm going to play one last song. It's also off the PodSafe Music Network. It's by a band, 22 Caliber. I think it's 22 Caliber, but their, you know, their profile says .22. It's called 10 in the Pen. It's a little ska-style song, and I like it because it reminds me of my ska days. And you're going to like it, too, because I said so. kind of a rockin', more rock and ska. It's got some horns in it. But it was labeled under the ska section, and, you know, it was my favorite one of the night. And, you know, it's good stuff. Good stuff. So, looking at my time here, and I'm about 25 minutes. And, you know, I think, you know, that's a pretty good show. You know, a couple things pissed me off. You know, I lived up to the early days. Early days, shit. That was only 3 episodes. You know, maybe I'll get in another, you know, drunken rant, you know, like I did several episodes back. Back when I had maybe 6 subscribers. I got about 20 now. It's pretty cool. Except it fluctuates every, you know, several days. It's up to 25, down to 14. Well, I guess I didn't like that day. You know, up to 17, 19. I mean, you know, I'm average about 20 users or 20 subscribers. So I do have a call-in line. How cool is that? So if you want to get in touch with me, go ahead and call the number. Call the number 206-984-0617. It's also on my, podcast page. So if you go to drunkgeekproductions.com and click on the link to go over to the Podomatic website. Podomatic is just kind of long to spell, and I don't feel like spelling it. Even though with all of what I just said, I probably could have spelled it for you anyway. But, you know, that's, you know, shut up. So go ahead, you know, send me an email, comment on this, tell a friend, tell 2, tell other friends to tell 2. You know, let's get some, you know, good numbers. You know, I want to be able to, you know, if I get enough subscribers, you know, I might pull this off of Podomatic, off their free service, which is cool. I probably wouldn't have been, you know, I probably would have. But, you know, they started, you know, they gave me an easy way to get into this podcasting thing without, you know, spending too much money. But I went ahead and, you know, I've got my own web space up now, and I can easily dump a WordPress blog on there and just, you know, start pumping these things out and manipulating my own XML fields. You know, I just learned how to put album arts, and hopefully the album art shows up. If it does, you know, whoopee, you'll be able to see a little album art on the iPod doing it. You know, I don't know if it'll show up in other players, but I know it will in iTunes and iPod. So there, I just went on and rambled for another 2.5 minutes. So go ahead, you know, email me, comment on me, call the voicemail line. I'll play your voicemail on the air. How cool would that be? It'd be like a real radio show, but except, you know, radio sucks. So this is Gorbash, Jeff, from Texas, signing off from this week's Views in the Cave. See you next week when who knows what'll piss me off.